We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jeff Calkins is columnist for the Daily Memphian, also host of the Jeff Calkins Show, 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He's on X at Jeff_Calkins. Jeff, how's it going? Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
How's it going? Is he there? Oh, we have an answer, but no, I barely hear you. You're kind of quiet. The volume is a little down.
Is that true? I was just talking to Brandon.
It sounds hollow.
Yeah.
Well, can we effort you back? Yeah, we're just going to call back. Maybe it was a connection here.
Let's try again.
Yes. Okay. We'll call you back.
We'll call him back.
Try this.
Well, I'm going to open talking with Jeff about the old disaster class we saw last night. Virginia taking on Colorado State 67-42. 14 points at half for Virginia. Went through a drought of 19 consecutive missed field goals. And I like the question is, and we talked about an overreaction, not an overreaction off the top, is if it's time to have a real discussion about Tony Bennett. It looks like we have Jeff back. Jeff, you there? Do we have it?
I'm
better?
Here.
No, now it sounds
better.
Yeah, it's
fine. It was just
That's
a connection thing. I don't know why.
That's
phenomenal.
But how are you first? How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Good to hear. Now, disaster class for Virginia last night, 67-42 to Colorado State. We opened the show talking sort of about Tony Bennett. Since the national championship that he won, he has not gotten past the first round of the NCAA tournament. It's getting kind of – I mean, it has not been great for him the past 4 years. And I think the question we asked is, has the game passed him by? And I said, you know, for now – I think that's it's an overreaction. But ultimately, it's kind of looking that way to a certain extent. It just feels like that style he plays may not bring in the same recruits he used to get. He's not allowed to develop them for 3 or 4 years like he used to. It just doesn't feel the same for Tony Bennett.
Absolutely true that four of the last 5 times they've been in the tournament, they have been bounced in the first round. Of course, the other time they won the national championship, and I will tell you this. Someone who's never had a team that I've rooted for win a championship. It's interesting. Good question. Would you take that deal? And the answer is, of course, you take that deal, right? Like also everyone would take that deal. That doesn't mean, of course, that you should continue to do to support him as he struggles. The other interesting, of course, is that we're asking whether the game is passed by our coach.
Jeff, I don't know what the deal is. You're going in and out, and it's just the sound is hollow. Are you? We have you on speaker or something?
Let's put you on speaker. Does that work better?
That works better. I don't get that.
Well, you are on speaker now, but it's just a bird, so I don't know what happened there. Anyway, so and of course the question is we're asking, has the game passed by a coach who, by the way, did more this year than Penny Hardaway. He made the tournament. You know, like, has the game passed him by as he made the, yes, it was a horrible showing last night, but it is kind of interesting. They make the tournament every year, which is much more than you could say about the University of Memphis. So I guess the game has passed Penny Hardaway by if it's paid past Tony Bennett by. Having said all that, I think it's one of the problems with the system that he plays is, yes, it is a very intricate, developed, you know, sort of players kind of system. And is that harder to do in the era of NIL? I think is an interesting question. And I think we'll see going forward, you know, how that plays out. But however unsuccessful and ugly it was, they made the tournament. which is certainly more than Memphis can say.
Yeah, and now here's the thing. I was not. I didn't do a 1v1 comparison here, and I think it's a different level of expectation that's been set at Virginia at this point. Although I think at this point, like for Memphis, just make the tournament and get there, and at least Tony Bennett's doing that. But I do agree with your sentiment there.
Broadly speaking, I don't think the expectations at Virginia and Memphis should be that different.
Right.
You know, I don't think, like, we're not talking about North Carolina and Memphis. You know, he is. You're talking about elevated expectations because he has elevated the expectations, right? I don't think Virginia, although they've had success before, obviously, and have had eras of success before. Terry Holland was good, and like they have Ralph Sampson and whatever. I don't think of Virginia, and they're obviously very different schools, you know, very different conferences, et cetera. But I tend to think, just in the abstract, is there any reason why one should go to the NCAA tournament any more than the other? The answer is no.
Yeah.
I think they should both go, you know, four out of every 5 years. They should go to the NCAA tournament. and Virginia at least does that. And Memphis doesn't. Now, I think to me, one of the takeaways from last night was, you know, this is the committee putting a mediocre, what most people conceded was a, you know, one of the worst at large teams, but a mediocre Power Five at large team in. And did you really want to have to watch Virginia over instead of Indiana State? No. And instead, what we have is now Greg Sankey wanting to expand the tournament. But to be honest, not some more Indiana States get into the tournament, but some more Virginians get into the tournament. You know, I mean, that's what's so preposterous
right.
about all this.
Right. And I think it's ridiculous Indiana State didn't get in. But here we are. I think that, you know, just sort of looking at the two jobs, though, since you did compare it to Memphis, I think Virginia has more of a case to miss the tournament than the Tigers, considering where they're at in regards to their particular conference. The Tigers are at the top of their conference when it comes to resources and funding and everything else and getting guys into school. It's not that hard to get into school at Memphis. Virginia, it's not the same. It's a good school. They don't have the same funding as the Dukes and the Miamis and the North Carolinas of the world. Like, the standing within their conference, they're substantially lower than where Memphis is at. Now, the conferences are that much different. That's what that should highlight. But I think that's sort of something that should be discussed in this conversation.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, a mid-level ACC team can get into the conference, a mid-level American will not, but this all goes to my point. I agree. We're talking about, has the game, you know, passed Tony Bennett by, when what he at least does is more than what Memphis has managed to do. Memphis in the last 10 years has been into two NCAA tournaments. And so, it's a much bigger crisis. However, the ugly that looked last night, and it was hideous, truly hideous last night. You would rather, I mean, it would be, like, imagine if that had played out the equivalent, just an embarrassment like that in the first four for the University of Memphis. We'd be struggling with it today. It would be embarrassing. You'd be a laughing stock. But you would have made the tournament.
Yes. Instead,
here we are, not even close. And so... Yeah, it doesn't mean that Tony Bennett did a great job this year. He obviously didn't. It is interesting. I mean, his team was woeful offensively all year long. Now, typically, they're not high-scoring offensively, but they can be very efficient offensively. This team wasn't efficient offensively. I think 9 different times they failed to even score 55 points this year. Truly, just, you know, disastrously bad offensive team. And as I said, I think when I was talking to you about this earlier, one of the things about Virginia is their resume was decent because in W's and L's it looked decent, but they won a lot of close games and they got blitzed in a lot of other games. So the analytics never looked great for Virginia. It's one of the reasons that a lot of people thought they should be left out. But the actual resume was better because they were on the right side of a lot of close games.
Yeah. Now, speaking of the ACC, where Virginia's at, this Clemson-Florida State thing is getting to be Pretty interesting. They really went out of this grant of rights, and I understand because you can't afford to fall behind the SEC and the Big Ten as much as you will if you stay in the ACC for the next, you know, whatever, however many years, 12 years that they would technically have to stay in it with the grant of rights. But where does this end? I think they need to get more universities involved. Like North Carolina, from what I understand, needs to be a team that gets involved with this lawsuit and gets involved in this litigation. But this is a wild story. Florida State and Clemson understand where they're at in college athletics, and they want out.
Yeah, it's obviously, I mean, the thing that's difficult about it is you can have as many schools line up on that side of it, and I suppose at some point the conference, you know, may collapse in on itself. But it doesn't change the legal argument. What Clemson now is arguing, at least I haven't read the actual documents, but other stories I've read about the documents, what Clemson is actually arguing is that the grant of rights to concede to the ACC all of your television rights and whatever only applies as long as you're a member of the conference. And so since they intend to no longer be in the conference, therefore the grant of rights doesn't apply. And that seems to me, again, I haven't read the underlying documents, that seems to me to be preposterous. The whole idea of the grant of rights was we're going to do this to keep people in the conference. We're going to say, listen, the reason we are banding together and saying that our rights belong to the ACC until 36 is because we want to keep people in the conference. It wasn't, and so Clemson's argument, such as it is, my understanding is that they're saying, oh yeah, sure, we granted our rights, our TV rights to the ACC, but only so long as we were a member of the conference. And now that we want to leave, we get to take our rights with us. And I just, that is not my understanding of what the essence of the agreement was. And so I do understand the frustration. You know what it's like? It's like all those ads. Have you entered a bad timeshare? Are you trying to get out of the
yes.
timeshare?
Yes, correct.
You know? If you signed a bad contract, you were suckered into a horrible timeshare, and now you're in a timeshare that you can't get out of for the next 12 years, and I think Clemson and Florida State both need to call that dude, the timeshare dude. They need to call him and get him out of the ACC.
And I mean, I get their gripe, though. I completely understand their gripe. When they signed it in 2015, it is like the world is completely changed. I would not want to be in the ACC. They're too good for the ACC right now, and I think I can even admit that athletically.
That's absolutely true, but that is true. That is what happens when you sign long-term contracts.
Correct.
The world can change. If right now you decided that if your neighborhood, Chernobyl went off in your neighborhood, and which would also then be my neighborhood. And you can't go to the bank and say, listen, when I signed this, I didn't know.
Chernobyl was. I didn't know we'd have a nuclear meltdown.
I didn't know we'd have. I'm getting out. And no, well, the answer is that when you sign your mortgage and you agree to pay this money, you agree to pay the money, you are signing up for a long-term contract, a 30-year contract. And if circumstances change, you don't get to just say,
right.
Hey, circumstances changed here. I didn't know there'd be a. I'll tell you one of the things people object to now. I didn't know there'd be a frisbee golf course here. You know, bringing in the frisbee golf element to the town.
Jeff's would be that blue light, right? Yeah, I didn't know the blue light would blink all
time. Yeah, I didn't know there'd be blue lights. Let me out of here. You don't get to say that. You sign the contract. Don't if you don't want to be bound by long term contracts. Don't sign long term contracts.
Yeah, but how much do you think it's arguable? And your lawyer, you have a lawyer brain still. It's still around. I know you've been doing this for a while, but like, how much could you argue they didn't really have much of another choice at that time than to re-up with the ACC?
That would not be a persuasive argument.
I get it.
That would not be again. But I haven't seen the documents. I, by the way, have a confession.
Okay.
I thought about the problem that we had at the beginning of this phone call, which is that I sounded echoey, right?
Yeah.
And now I have you on speakerphone to not sound echoey. Well, about 5 minutes before you called, I dropped my phone. This is all coming back to me.
Where'd you drop it?
And I dropped the phone in the toilet.
Oh, that makes...
Whoa!
Yeah, there it is. That's the one. Did you have to fish it out?
We got a toilet phone. We got a toilet phone.
Now, it was an unoccupied toilet at the time. Right? It was not an occupied toilet. And so what we have is I'm talking to you, and I had this long time ago, I had this conversation.
I remember this having with Gary.
I honestly don't know. I don't know about the unoccupied toilet. If you were next to the toilet, it was occupied pretty closely.
This has
closely
happened on this day part in this
at
radio
least
station
before
prior to you being here.
I'm just telling you. I wouldn't lie, because before we've actually talked about we talked about all the various complexities that could be involved in fishing your phone out of the toilet. So it's not like I'm too proud to admit that if it was an occupied toilet, but this one was an unoccupied toilet, and I think. But the question is then. So yes,
that's great.
I did 100% fish the phone out of the toilet, as would anyone.
Yes.
Right? Anyone would. The truth of the matter is, there could be giant poops in the toilet, and you'd still take it out of the toilet. There wasn't in this circumstance, but anyone would. No one would just say, whoops, poops are in the toilet, I'm letting my
giant
phone go.
Giant poops.
Yeah, big turd in there with your phone.
You're not going to treat your phone like it's a goldfish. Among other things,
right.
Right? Well, you need to throw that thing into some rice after we get off the phone, it sounds like.
It wouldn't go down, but it appears that I need to throw the thing in some rice.
Uncooked rice, of course. Yeah,
I will not then eat, I think.
You have a Duke phone. Yeah.
This makes a whole lot of sense.
That's exactly.
You don't have to admit it. If you were next to the toilet and the phone dropped in the toilet, it had to have been occupied at some point. You had to have taken a number one in there or something.
You don't get to call me a liar when I just confess.
You know, it's fine. It's fine. I agree to disagree. Agree to disagree.
So that is the dilemma. That's the dilemma here. Is it
irreparable? Like if you can't ever talk through the device without speaker usage,
this might be a problem.
Do you have AirPods? Do you think it'll outgrow it?
Well, I mean, you know, it's funny because these things are mostly supposed to be waterproof. I probably have a crack in it somewhere.
Yeah.
So I assume it's going to be fine. I assume it's going to be fine ultimately. But we shall see next tomorrow when you call again.
Yeah. AirPods or headphones may be helpful going forward using that phone.
Possible.
Now, I am talking with Jeff Calkins, who just recently dropped his phone directly into his toilet at home. He did fish it out, and it was an unoccupied toilet, according to him. But he is on X at @Jeff_Calkins, and he's a Daily Memphian columnist. He also does the Jeff Calkins Show right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. What do you make of this Caden Proctor thing back to Bama? This is nasty. This is nasty work, and he's taking advantage of the system. It's kind of funny. People bring up, you know, he's the first one to do this, and I guess it's a little unprecedented. He spent 59 days at Iowa. That's less than the Kim Kardashian Chris Humphries marriage lasted. But he ends up going back to Bama. We did see Quinn Ewers go to Ohio State strictly to make NIL money, then transfer directly to Texas, though. These kids are taking advantage of the system. It feels like this should be a system, you know, transfer-wise, that shouldn't be that hard to fix, right? Like, we have the one-time transfer rule, and we have, you know, where transfers can leave if their coach retires or gets fired or leaves or whatever. But it feels like it wouldn't be that hard to fix.
How would you fix it?
By doing the one-time transfer, and then if your coach leaves?
The court says it's illegal.
Okay.
This is the problem, is that here's the truth. If you are a coach, would you be allowed to go from Alabama, say the hell with Alabama, I'm going back to Iowa, go to Iowa, sign your, and then go back? And the answer is no, because know why? You would have signed a contract. Right.
And so
Iowa would have said, sorry, you're under contract. You can't go back to Alabama. Or maybe your contract would have had a buyout in it. And so, yes, you could go back to Alabama, but you'd have to give $1 million or something. Alabama would have to buy out your buyout. When there is, let's pretend it's not a football player. just a dude who wants to go from Alabama to Iowa to Alabama again. What's to stop him? Nothing.
Nothing.
There's nothing that can stop you from doing that. And so you don't get to just invent rules. And this is what the courts have been consistently said. You don't get to invent rules imposing limits on what humans can do that are different than rules than just because they happen to be football players. And so it's not easy to fix. If they, let's be honest, whatever you think of the NCAA, if they could fix this by passing rules that wouldn't get overturned in court, they would. They used to have rules against paying players anything ever, and those got overturned. Then they had rules about when and whatever and one-time transfers, and those were over. Those are being overturned. And so I don't think it is an easy fix. It is funny. Everywhere I go, I went to a Positively Memphis luncheon, which was a luncheon. The mayor spoke. It was in honor of Pat Halloran today, and I was leaving the luncheon, and someone walked up to me, and I swear this happens almost every day. Someone walked up to me and said, man, this NIL stuff is going to be the end of college sports, right? It happens all the time. And I understand why people are frustrated by it. I think this person was frustrated because they saw what it looked like in the context of University of Memphis basketball this year, how unappealing and unattractive that team became, right? But the problem is there is nothing to be done short of the thing that no institution wants to do, which is say these are employees,
right,
and therefore they can sign contracts, and therefore we can. That's what contracts do. Contracts limit you, just like they limit Clemson and just like they limit Florida State from leaving. Why? Because they signed a contract. Well, without that contract, you can do whatever you want. I don't know the answer other than that.
I
don't like that answer.
It's so wild to me, though, with Caden Proctor. It's like I am so pro-athlete in all of these situations. Right. But I find myself with him, I'm like, that was grimy and dishonest. You left them with zero practices ever played, zero games ever played, and for God's sakes, you basically turned them in and they had to self-report how they recruited you out of the transfer portal. I was like, that is some grimy, that is just dishonest and bad.
It is bad. It is bad, it is slimy. Now, I don't believe that when he went to Iowa, he went to Iowa thinking, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pull a fast one. I'm going to go to Iowa, and I take some money from Iowa, and I'm going to cut a deal for a car dealership, and then I'm going to turn around and go back to Alabama. I think it's a...
You think he went to spring break, had some beers with his Alabama teammates, and said, yeah, I'm coming back, guys. Love you.
And then you know what's going to happen? He's going to now go to Alabama, and he's going to realize that the DeBoer system's difficult. He started last year at Alabama, even though he started. And he's going to be unhappy, there for one reason or another, and he's going to probably want to go somewhere else. I mean, I don't think this was cynical on his part. I think it was, how old is he? 20? I think it was a 20-year-old confused, guy I suspect when he went to Iowa that he intended to stay at Iowa. And then you're exactly right. Went on spring break with his Alabama buddies and said, you know what? Seems like it'd be more fun. Plus it's warmer down here. Let's go back to Alabama. And I feel bad for the Iowa folks here, although, everyone's cynical about it. As soon as it became clear that Saban was leaving and he might transfer, Iowa fans rushed to do whatever they could to raise $100,000 for him, immediately.
Yep.
They didn't hate the rule when he was coming their way, But it is slimy, and it is, I do agree that it's fundamentally, ultimately unworkable. And unlike John, who I had this disagreement with, I don't really think it is in the best interest of the majority of athletes,
100%
all the time. So I don't, I get that it's certainly, if you're making $1 million from NIL, that's better than not, and or whatever it is. But I don't think it necessarily, I wouldn't like it if my kid were, transferring to four different schools in 5 years. I don't think that's great for your human development, just chasing the dollar. So I don't think it's the best system from almost any perspective. But I don't know any other way around it now.
Yeah. Those Iowa fans, though, that donated to NIL, I don't think they'll be doing that anytime soon. I think they're going to be very skeptical anytime they get asked by Kirk Ferentz to throw money into the collective.
I think just the idea of, you know, it's funny because Kirk Ferentz and Tony Bennett, sort of similar, you know, really, in terms of the level, the brand of football and basketballs that they play. I think the idea of just scoring some points in Iowa, even if it was, you know, was so enthralling to them that they raised money as quickly as they could. But, no, I feel bad for those nice Iowa people.
Yeah, I hear you. But, Jeff, I appreciate it.
I have located rice, by the way. I have located rice.
Good.
I filled up a bowl. I'm going to hang up now, and I'm going to plunge this.
Sounds good. Sounds good. We don't need that toilet phone to be a toilet phone.
Good luck with the Duke phone, bro.
Appreciate it. That's Jeff Calkins at @Jeff_Calkins on X. Daily Memphian columnist, also hosts the Jeff Calkins Show. 9
Love that segment.
Right here, 92.9 FM. ESPN on X, @Jeff_Calkins, and he has the Duke phone.
Yeah, he's got a Duke phone.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what
Do
it
we
is.
Believe, and I know that I will hear about this tomorrow for even posing the question.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you are by a toilet
and
you drop your phone into said toilet, the likelihood of that toilet being occupied, he claims it was unoccupied. Likelihood of that toilet being occupied shortly there before or occupied at that moment, it's very high.
So if you're a man and you're standing over it as opposed to sitting on it.
Means he would have, like, flushed the toilet,
gone to
wash his hands.
I think
phone falls in the toilet. He just went in there to wash his hands.
You missed this whole thing, Gabe. You messed this up.
Okay.
The scenario is before you whiz and you've got your pants and you're doing your thing, you fumbled the phone into the toilet pre-piss.
Okay,
it's a pre-pee drop.
Okay.
It's a pre-pee drop. So he had his ding-a-ling out. Before he whizzed in the toilet, he dropped the phone into said toilet. Toilet happened to be unoccupied when he had that dilemma.
He was very close to occupying that toilet, though. Now, this is what we're getting at.
This does remind me, though, I have an OtterBox, so it would save my phone from a drop break. But I do need to get it updated because it has an edge where it's not sealed. Ooh. I need seal phone. I think I need seal phone. That's a $30.
Those OtterBoxes run you a lot of money, though.
They're $35, $40.
No, the good ones. I haven't bought an OtterBox.
It's worth it. It's like
the good ones are like $100.
It's a condom for your phone. You must use it. Wrap that rascal.
I got you. Now, Oxbow is a family-owned and operated retail store over at 964 June Road, off Poplar, on June Road, behind the Amoco Station. You can go in there, two-story storefront. They even have, get this, they themselves have phone cases.
In fact,
Oxbow.
I'm going to Oxbow.
They have a bunch of things over at Oxbow, and it has to do with clothing. They have vintage tees, and they have polos for your favorite team. You can get Tigers, Grizzlies, Alabama, Arkansas, Tennessee, you name it. They have it over at Oxbow, and they have it in the best brands. Genteel, Free Fly,
Mizzen and Main, baby.
Duckhead, Mizzen and Main. They have all of that. They have a boot selection. They have a bunch of things you can get over there. They have sports memorabilia, vintage vinyl, hunting and outdoor essentials. They have if you want to get to the Grove or you want to get to Tiger Lane, they have the best game day gear there as well. You can get cups, koozies, coolers, all that they have at 964 June Road. And you can get all that stuff also online at shopoxbow.com. Go to shopoxbow.com, and this is where I give back a little bit. I can give you a little bit of a discount for your online order at shopoxbow.com. When you go to put everything in your shopping cart and you have it filled to the brim, make sure you click on it, and you'll get a spot where you can put in a promo code. In that promo code spot, put in The Gabe Show. All caps, no spaces, The Gabe Show, and you'll get 20% off your online order at shopoxbow.com. But whether you're going online or to 964 June Road, off Poplar, on June Road, behind the Amoco Station, make sure you shop local, shop Oxbow. But it's time to go ahead and transition up out of here, and we go from Jeff Calkins to a coach. Jeff Calkins is not a coach, but this next guest is a coach. It'd be Coach John DeFilippo. He is the head coach for the Memphis Showboats. He joins the Gabe Kuhn Show. Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. We have to catch up with our weekly Showboats guest, and we are very pleased to have the head coach of the Memphis Showboats, John DeFilippo, joined the show. He's Super Bowl 52 champion, but now he is the head coach for the Showboats. He is on X at UFL Coach Flip. Coach, what is happening? How are you?
What is going on? It's great to be on your show again, and it's always a blast to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so you guys are opening up the season here on March 31st. Are the guys getting ready? We have 11 days away. 11 days away before you play the Roughnecks.
it's unbelievable. It's time's flown by, and it's been a lot of football taught, a lot of football practiced, and our guys have bought in, and they're doing a great job. And, you know, obviously we're really looking forward to the opportunity to open the season with the Houston Roughnecks.
So how is the trim the roster down? I know that's never fun to talk about, but have you guys got to that? I know it has to go from 75 to 50. What's the process been like? Do you have to make a couple more cuts before we get there, or are those just about done?
No, we're not done yet. We went from 75 to 58, which was hard.
Yeah.
It's the worst day as a coach. I mean, you know, unfortunately, you know, it's the chair I chose, and that's part of the gig. And, you know, it doesn't, but I don't take those decisions lightly at all. And I take my time with it, and it's very deliberate, and I have help making those decisions.
All right. Now, do we have keep going. I apologize.
But we have to get down by next week when we start game week. We have to be down to 50, so we have to make 8 more roster moves.
Okay. Now, do we have a quarterback decision? That's what we really need to know. Do we have a quarterback decision, a starting quarterback picked out?
We're not ready to name anybody yet. We're going to practice a few more days and let it go and see where that goes and see where that takes us. And I'm pleased with all, you know, obviously Case Cookus has done a really nice job, you know, along with Troy Williams. And we just signed Josh Love. That's, you know, learning the system. He's been getting a few reps as well.
Yeah, how much of it is there sort of a revolving door? Have you had sort of the same group core of guys that you've had to deal with through camp?
Pretty much the same core group of guys. We've made 3 moves in camp where we thought, you know, we needed to, you know, add somebody else for some depth purposes. And so those moves have, you know, worked out for us. So so far so good with those moves. And unfortunately, we have to make 8 more.
Yep. Now, when we get into season, what should fans expect from your team? Where do you think your bread is going to be buttered, on the offensive side of the ball, defensive side of the ball? Do you feel that you will be a very balanced team heading into the season?
You know, this is what I tell our players all the time. You know, I've been on some 3-13 teams. I've been on a Super Bowl team, and you win games. Really good teams win games different ways. They really do. Throughout the course of the season, you look back, and you're going to have to win a game 10-7. You are. You're going to have to win a game 42-40, and that's a sign of being a really good football team. Is whatever it takes to be one more point than the other team at the end of the game. That's what you have to do. I mean, there's going to be some games where we get the ball thrown over our head. There's going to be a game where we may take 5-6 sacks and be in second and long and third and long and where it's tough sledding. But we got to find a way to win those games. And so that's what championship teams do.
Yeah, and hell, stylistically, we look at the 2 dynasties that have run in the NFL since the 21st century began. The Patriots always did that consistently. They always had a good defense, but there were years where Randy Moss and Tom Brady were throwing it up over top and they had a really good offense. And we see it with the Chiefs, too. I mean, the Chiefs were a defensive run team, and they still have Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce on that other side. And their defense was never something that you really hung your hat on, but they were, what, 2nd in points per game allowed this year. Right. So that's just sort of how it works.
That's how it works. And, you know, like I said, that's what great teams do. That's why I don't know Coach Belichick at all. I've never met Coach, but I've obviously admired him from a long time from afar. And that's what I always appreciated about the Patriots when you prepared for them. Like, you know, they don't care how they have one more point in the team. There might be a week they open up with 22 straight passes. There might be a game with next week they may line up in 22 personnel and try to slam the ball down your throat running the football. They don't care. And that's kind of our mantra. Like, we have hopefully 12 chapters to our book this year, but we're guaranteed 10. And each chapter is different. Each chapter is not going to be read the same. And so that's what I've tried to continue to install in our players, is that, you know, there's different ways to win. And who knows? Especially a punt return may win it for us one week. You know, so there's 3 phases that need to contribute.
Yeah, how much are you guys sort of chomping at the bit to get into Memphis, get in front of the fans, get into Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium? Because I know you've been out in Arlington and doing the whole training camp thing. I think everybody sort of wants to be in one place, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I mean, we can't wait to get to Memphis. And obviously our goal is week 1 and then taking care of business week 2, you know, against San Antonio in front of our own fans. But I'm personally, you know, I was part of spring football last year in the USFL. I'm just so thrilled that we have a home base, and an unbelievable home base. And I keep seeing these renderings that are being put out for the stadium and this and that. And, you know, it's just a really exciting time for you know, Memphis football and all of Memphis football with the, you know, renovations that are happening at Liberty Bank Stadium. And Obviously, Memphis had a great year. The University of Memphis had a great year this year, and hopefully we can continue that trend and have a great year with the Showboats as well.
What does it look like for your players? I know a lot of people have been asking me about this. For the players that will be in Memphis, like, what is their living situation? How have you guys handled that? Because I know that's sort of something, a hoop you have to jump through every single year with a rotating roster, different guys being on the roster every year.
Yeah, well, the model this year, okay, is we're going to be in Arlington and fly home okay. for games.
Okay.
So we're actually staying down here in Texas. So, you know, the players have kind of all, you know, buddied up, you know, and you know, they have a housing stipend that the league gives them. And so, you know, they're going to have some, you know, apartment living housing or renting an Airbnb or whatever those guys find. You know, a lot of the coaching staff is staying at a Marriott down the road from the facility. So we're close to work. So every guy's kind of, you know, on his own, and but the league's done a nice job of giving us a stipend so we can live down here.
Now, last thing for Coach John DeFilippo. He is the head coach for the Memphis Showboats. He's on X at UFL Coach Flip. Who are some guys we need to pay attention to, some playmakers on both sides of the ball as we head into the season? I know I talked to Darius Victor last week, and his story is absolutely unbelievable, the running back position. What he's had to overcome to be in this spot at age 30 is unreal. But who are some of those guys that we need to pay attention to?
I'll tell you, you know, offensively, you know, obviously I think that Daywood Davis and Jonathan Adams have had a really, really solid camp at the receiver position. I really like how we're gelling this week on the offensive line, and to me that's a unit thing. I mean, you can have great players on the offensive line, as you well know,
yep.
but if you don't gel as a unit, you know, it's hard. And so I really appreciate the communication that's going on this week with those guys. And then defensively, you know, John Atkins is doing a great job in there. It's hard to run the football against that guy. And you know, I'm really impressed with our DBs. Our DBs have made 3 or 4 interceptions this week. And you know, TJ Neal's running around out there playing middle linebacker. And it's just, I'm really pleased where we are right now as a football team.
Yep. Now, week 2 will be your first home game against the San Antonio Brahmas. April 6th, it'll be at 11 a.m. at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. We need to get people to buy tickets. TheUFL.com and click that Buy Tickets tab. Is that sort of what we're looking at?
Absolutely. Come rock the stadium for us and help us create a home field advantage, and we will do everything in our power to make sure that coming out to the stadium when we are in Memphis is a great experience for the family.
Yes, sir. Well, you the man. Have a good rest of the camp. We will talk soon.
I can't wait. Thanks for having me on. Go Showboats.
Yes, sir. That is Coach John DeFilippo. He is the head coach for the Memphis Showboats. He is on X at UFL Coach Flip. That's an interesting sort of model that they have going. I think they're going to try to shift it after a while, though. But to have the home base be in Arlington and fly out for every single game, it's an interesting sort of, you know, way to go about things. But USFL and the XFL having this partnership, I sort of like the way things are headed for a lot of these guys, because this is a league of opportunity. That's what it is.
Well, and in the for fans who don't know, some of these XFL friends, like St. Louis is in the XFL, which will now play Memphis.
Yeah, it's UFL now. It's all under the one.
It's a United League, right? Thus, United Football League. That franchise in St. Louis, they draw like 40,000 fans.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah,
legit.
Yeah.
I'm not even making that up. Like 40,000 people go to watch a Battlehawks game.
What was it? Was it last year or 2 years ago? They had to open up the
upper deck.
The upper deck.
Yeah, so they opened the upper deck in St. Louis.
No one has seen anybody in the upper deck since probably the Rams were playing there previous to the Battlehawks.
Last year, when Memphis played Mizzou, you might recall we all were making fun of the turf at the dome because it looks nasty. I hear the rumor is they're going to replace the turf inside of the Edward Jones Dome. So a round of applause.
It is beyond time.
Yeah.
It's beyond time.
That is what our sources are telling us is that.
And you know what would be nice, too, at the old dome? I know you've been to the dome.
Many times. I was in the dome for some playoff games.
It would be nice with the dome.
Yes.
Make some upgrades. Make some upgrades. Try to do something.
Yeah, I mean, I think since Kroenke drug
much,
out of there,
I don't know how much money they'd be willing to put into it if you're the city of St. Louis, but
you know, it is.
We're doing it here in Memphis. We're trying to updating the old sim
in 3 phases. I read the press release yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
the dome needs some tender loving care.
Well, Fred Smith isn't stepping up to donate $50 million to the Edward Jones Dome.
I get it. I completely understand.
Old Ed Jones is long gone. So
maybe Worldwide Technologies.
Well,
can
actually,
go ahead and throw some money into the dome.
Worldwide Tech has poured in money to the sports market of St. Louis, including the soccer stuff and they've sponsored the racetrack across the river there in St. Louis. Like, they have a legit NASCAR race there now because of Worldwide donating money. So, I mean, there's real money there for sports.
No, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. They need to pour some money into the dome, though.
That, the dome it was a sorry ass dome.
It's rough.
It is.
No one really bothers me, even
it's
when
dim,
I was young.
Too. It's always dim.
It's like yellow lights.
It's very. They got to fix
even
the
when
lighting
I was
is
there.
Terrible.
Even yeah. when you know the end of the St. Louis Rams era, when I was going to games every home game, it was not good then. It was not a good
Oh, how dare you. It was state of the art the day it was built.
The day after it was built,
it might have been toast.
Yeah, I hear that.
I will say, and we're seeing this with FedEx Forum, like if you don't get it right the first time, they quickly change because now there's more lower seats for indoor basketball stadiums. And I mean, they evolve quickly. Look, have you seen the mocks? I know Jeffrey Wright is our resident mock-up of fans, and I know we got to go for our last segment here before we get to the top of the hour. The mocks of this Clippers billion-dollar basketball stadium, folks, if you have not seen this, Google the Clippers' new basketball stadium. It's a billion-dollar facility.
Well, Jeffrey is very much a renderings are the best.
I enjoy his love of renderings more than
renderings
I love renderings.
Are phenomenal, though.
Now, I can see why you get excited about them. Like, the Simmons Bank one, though, it just looks like they're putting LED lights on it.
Well, yeah.
It just looks like, hey, look at the nice lights.
They had the field boxes and everything else on the west side of the stadium that they did show as well. But it looks. I want to see what it actually looks like when
it's. It's very much. It looks like it is now with lights.
Yeah.
Look at the Anglo lights.
The LED light going around.
Have you noticed that they're like, look at this big blue light going around our stadium now.
Look how nice it looks.
$80 million.
And I love how the renderings also have it at like a perfect. What do they call it for photographers?
It's like Illuminati. It's glow.
They call it
a glow.
It's like the winning hour or whatever. They always, whenever they do the renderings, they have it perfectly where the sun's setting.
Oh yeah, like, and you right have over. The faux people walking around outside.
Yeah. Beautiful. make it look as beautiful as possible.
Yeah, it is a little out of what normally happens.
Now, Community FSBO wants you to know that there's more than one way to sell your house. In the FSBO process, FSBO, for those that don't know, it means for sale by owner. They give you the tools to make yourself your own boss when it comes to selling your home. You could go to a realtor and they could handle it all for you, or you could use the FSBO process and you can handle most of it yourself, but they do help you. They have three separate packages that let you take advantage of the next-gen FSBO process. You pick your package, and they handle everything about from there. I mean, professional photography, interactive 3D walkthrough, floor plans, room measurements, and, of course, they handle the listing where you're going to save a whole lot of money. Then you field offers, you get a contract, and you are on your way. The money savings, I always use the same example, but I'm going to keep using it. Using a 2,000-square-foot home selling for $350,000 at a 3% realtor listing fee of $10,500, you could save up to $9,800 to that $10,500 listing fee. That is a lot of savings, and if your house is worth more than that, if you have a higher value, you can save even more money where that comes from. So, if you're looking to sell your home, look into Community FSBO. It's an unreal next-gen process that you are sure to latch onto. You can find them at a couple of places. One is communityfsbo.com. That's communityfsbo.com. Or you can call them at 901-660-FSBO. That's 901-660-3726. But look into it. It is absolutely, it's a phenomenal process that they have going over at Community FSBO. Now, let's go ahead and grab a break. When we come back, it'll be time to get into small talk.
There's nothing in sports quite like March matchups, and that's why BetMGM is dropping Bet and Get tokens into the accounts of customers in Tennessee. Simply add a wager on March matchups to your bet slip and activate your token. You'll instantly receive a bonus bet, no matter how your wager goes. From buzzer beaters to big upsets, BetMGM is here for every magical moment of March matchups. Enjoy same game parlays, live bets, player props, and so much more with your BetMGM app in Tennessee. Claim your bet and get token today to earn a bonus bet, regardless of whether your March matchups wager is a swish or a miss. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Tennessee only. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you know one of the best investments you can make? It's in yourself. At My Computer Career, in just a few months, you could start your new career in the high-demand, recession-resistant field of information technology. Isn't it time you invest in you and start a career in networking, cybersecurity, AI, or upskill to boost your current IT career? So, get the ROI you deserve at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Start now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
I wish you could see the beautiful azaleas and dogwoods in bloom. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. I can't tell you how many times clients in November have told me that the flowers are truly breathtaking and the pool sparkles, but in November, it won't. But I say rush the season. Take photos in March, April when the azaleas are in full bloom and take pictures of the pool when it's open, and maybe show some kids in the pool playing. So when you sell your home in the winter months, people don't have to use their imagination. They can see the beauty of your home as you see it. And when you're taking your pictures and thinking of selling at some point in the future, remember what people often say. When you want the job done, call Shell Done. You can reach me at MemphisRelocate.com or 483-0546. At Shell Done Rosengarten, the worst golfer in town, at 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE72-3985, MSRP 22320, Sportage R724-7640, MSRP 29635, Telluride RG499963, MSRP 41005, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax on a license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4-1-2024, dealer stock only.
Hey, 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 it's my man Jeff Allen bringing sweet deals from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Hey, Randy, I've got a 2024 Kia Forte LXS that gets 41 mpg highway, and you can hit the road for just $219 a month.
That's awesome. What else you got?
2024 Kia Sportage LX, $289 a month. Both 36-month lease and $34.99 due at signing. Or go big in a 2024 Kia Telluride S all-wheel drive, $429 a month. 36-month lease and $39.99 due at signing.
Plus, get peace of mind with the 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
We're online 24/7, KiaMountMoriah.com.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. It's the home of the free roof. You really can get a new roof with no cost to you. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in one day, so this isn't some lengthy process. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. It's Danny Morrison Roofing, 901-870-0186.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. So it's easy to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save more with our quality brands. Right now, Kroger brand pasta and 2-liter Big K drinks are 10 for $10 with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At the Regional One Health Surgery Center, our focus is not only on healing, but getting you back to normal as quickly as possible. With expert surgeons and the latest technology, we offer the most advanced robotic and minimally invasive procedures. That means you get the most effective care with less time in the hospital and more time doing what you love. Regional One Health. Specializing in tomorrows.
What would you do with an extra $687 million in your pocket?
The first thing I'd need would be a new pair of britches.
Think about it while you hurry into any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play Powerball today for your chance to win big. The next drawing is tonight.
Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With a super low down payment, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com.
Down payments vary, does not mean savings. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem.
definitely bit a little more off than we could chew, so we're going to have to forego small talk. But before we get to the third hour of the show, I have to remind you about Old Dominic. If you're a whiskey lover on the hunt for a perfect sip to watch some basketball in March, look no further than Old Dominic Spirits. They're made right here in the heart of downtown Memphis. The distillery is here. It's beautiful. Get down 2305 South Front Street on the riverfront. You're going to love it. They have a variety of spirits, though, on top of that Tennessee whiskey. They have gin, vodka, toddy, and they have more than that. And if you want to go check out the events that they have, go to olddominic.com. They have a crawfish boil coming up this Saturday, March 23rd from 2 to 5 p.m. Chef Bryant of Bain Barbecue will be there. They'll have live music, drink specials, $16 for 1 pound, $48 for all you can eat, plus a free cocktail. You can reserve your spot at olddominic.com, or you can join for a tour and tasting as well. You can book that at olddominic.com. But Old Dominic Distillery wants you to come by and say hi. Coming up next, right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, we'll start hour number three with Kyron Samuels talking a little college football. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.